Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Ahoy there!
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good, thank you. You brought in a book to discuss with us on Loose Reads this morning.
I have indeed. It's called Roots, Radicals and Rockers, How Skiffle Changed the World by Billy Bragg.
Skiffle. I'm fascinated by skiffle.
I am too, especially after reading this book. It was very new to me.
But it's just before you read, it's that Billy Bragg, eh?
It's Billy Bragg. Yeah.
If anybody in the world was called William Bragg, they're not going to be running with Billy Bragg as well, are they? Do you think if there's a secondary Billy Bragg?
I think it's Stephen William Bragg.
Oh!
Which is a lot less straight.
Yeah, true.
Derailed you.
Billy Bragg, a huge part of BFM in a funny way, I guess. I don't know how that's happened, but
and
that's happened.
I can kind of see his link to this kind of music. So what was skiffle? It began in the United States in the 1920s, but it was actually revived and popularised in the 1950s by British musicians. And
It was huge, over there.
Precursor to rock and roll. And he makes the link between skiffle and the punk rock movement, which came 20 years later, and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, completely DIY, purposefully primitive working class music formed the foundations of rock and roll, and the instruments. That's what I found really interesting.
I reckon it had a lot to do with the beginning of the way that reggae sounds as well. Reggae sounds like a West Indian skiffle.
Yep, and he goes into that as well a little bit, which is really interesting. But the instruments, really DIY, you know. And it was kind of this thing that you didn't have to be American to be a rock star, and you didn't have to be a musician. You could make these really primitive instruments out of, you know, they used the washboard and the tea chest.
It's accessible, kind of democratizes, definitely, and
and the tea chest base, which was basically a tea chest with a broomstick handle stuck in it,
and some sort of string,
empty cigar box used as a fiddle, so the cigar box would be a resonator. So it's just really interesting stuff.
I think I remember rightly that Jimmy Page was in a skiffle band.
Exactly, Jimmy Page.
Yeah, like before, like all that stuff.
That's right.
Skiffles, where it all kicks off. You know?
Yep, Jimmy Page. John Lennon was in. What was that band he was in?
That skiffle band.
Quarrymen. The Quarrymen. And Paul McCartney was really influenced by it. Pete Townsend.
So you had to do your time in skiffle
before you became a rock and roller.
It's a cool genre name as well.
It is.
Skiffle over here and skiffle down there.
Yeah. So, you know, really revolutionary in a way that it sort of made music accessible. And Billy Bragg goes into popular culture. You know, he talks a lot about film and television and the politics of the time, which makes sense for Billy Bragg, because he's like a really good left-wing kind of dude. And also
the TV at the time would have been just, that would have been its birth. You know, it would have been just happening. So when, you know, live band in the studio.
Young skiffle. 50s. Yeah.
So is he a good writer, Billy Bragg?
He's a great writer, actually. The other book of his I know was actually a book of his lyrics. And looking at that, you know, his words on the page, you know, they read really well. Mm. He's a storyteller, just like the skiffle guys. Basically, they just told stories, kind of working class stories. And he's a great writer. It's really informative, so it's really dense. He's done so much research, and there's a big bibliography in the back. Not as many interviews with people as, I mean, some of those people are still alive, so I don't quite know what happened there, but
it's cool, though. It's cool. When you read a book like that, though, it changes your whole aspect on what you think about the world of music. You know, just to learn about another huge leg to the foundation of the roots of the thing.
Definitely, because skiffle's been overlooked.
Yeah.
I mean, we know so much about rock and roll. We know lots about blues, but this was kind of a melding of...
I think purists are, they know where it all came from, you know? It's just interesting when you see how it affects,
the roots, yeah. You know, and it kind of blended black blues, gospel, calypso, white folk and country to make this really kind of unique revolutionary kind of music.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big book. It's a big book. Look at it too.
Yeah, it's great.
Is it mainly the UK scene?
Well, actually, it starts at the beginning. It starts with Lead Belly.
Good old Lead Belly.
Which is fantastic. And, you know, we already know about Lead Belly, but I still learnt stuff about him in there that was really great. So it kind of started with Lead Belly, and it talks about, you know, Memphis and Mississippi, and then kind of British kind of angle on things, because it's very much a British kind of movement.
The comparison there is that also, you know, like that early blues stuff is, you know, that sort of legacy blues stuff, or does it? It's got no sound depth whatsoever. It's just recorded
like that.
And a lot of the early skiffle stuff is recorded like that too. And if you can still get a cool song out of there that people want to move to, out of
magic.
Magic, like you say, music's magic, yay!
And the cool thing about skiffle that allowed them too was that it allowed white Britons to be able to call something, because, you know, they didn't want to call what they played the blues, because, you know, they sort of had this idea that you had to be an old black guy working in the fields to be able to call it blues.
Yeah.
So skiffle was their thing.
Yeah, true. Well, that's cool. That sounds a really amazing book. And so who does contribute to the book? You say there's not many interviews, but there must be a couple of beauties in there.
I can't remember, actually. I can't remember.
It's a tome. Yeah, you're forgiven. It's a big tome.
It is a big book, and but it's very much Billy Bragg, you know. It's him who's... Oh, yeah, there's heaps about Lonnie Donegan, because he was kind of the main guy. He's a real central character to skiffle, and he was just sort of a singer. Obviously he's not alive anymore, but he is very much throughout the book.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
With regards to Billy Bragg, do you think that it influenced a lot of his music? Like, why do you think he's in love with the...
I think because if you listen to his
music... He's the people's musician.
And if you listen to that first album of his, it's basically just him and a guitar, and it's really quite rudimentary and raw and, you know, accessible, and I can see the parallels there. And also, Billy Bragg got into what he did, the kind of protest movement, through punk as well, seeing The Clash. So you can see all the links, you know, skiffle to rock and roll to punk.
Well, the book's called Roots, Radicals and Rockers, which kind of lends itself to that rancid song, doesn't it? How Skiffle Changed the World by Billy Bragg. Cool. Available now?
Available now, in stock. Come and have a look. It's great.
How much are we paying for a book like that?
It's $45.
Cheaper, twice millions of the price.
Big fat hardback.
Lovely. Written by Billy Bragg. The book's called Roots, Radicals and Rockers, How Skiffle Changed the World. The definitive history of skiffle, do you think?
It's kind of like the only book on skiffle.
Which is strange, eh?
Because
I suppose there's a lot of, it's just that, just long enough ago that it's quite hard to get the facts, I suppose. Cool.
He's done it.
Thank you very much, Kieran. Thanks for bringing that in. That's awesome. Once again, Roots, Radicals and Rockers, How Skiffle Changed the World by...
Billy Bragg.
That was Loose Reads.
And here's